Hey, hey, my fellow dream chasers, it's Princess Fizz here. Welcome to another episode of I Have a Dream Show, bringing you multimillionaires from around the world to hear their unique journeys to success, great business wisdom, free mentoring and inspiration. Now, if you're looking to boost your online presence as a small business owner and stand out from the noise, you have to check out my free 10-day course on how to create an amazing web TV show or podcast for any industry. Go to becomeamediapreneur.com and get instant access to the course, and I'll get you ready for launch within 10 days. If you've seen my web TV shows and love my makeup, check out Moonstruck 3D Fiber Lashes, which is the best-selling product by Unique, at ihaveadreamshow.com/beauty. And if you prefer to watch the video shows, then you can go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows, where there's a library of all the I Have a Dream shows to date. So now take out your notepads and enjoy the show. Today I'll be sharing a very powerful story with you, with a very, very good friend of mine that I actually met in the last event in Washington. And today we're going to also give you some marketing tips and also some strategies on how you can actually start an online business and change your life as well. We are going to be talking about income, so please do refer to the income disclaimer just below this video, and you can see the average income of Empower Network members. My guests are certainly not average, so their income is much above average. So do that, and also, guys, if you want to join the actual community here and start blogging, you can actually link to the register button below. It's a big purple button. Just click below and go back to the person that actually referred you to get you started on this program. So that way. So absolutely fantastic. I'm so excited to bring this guest to you. It's an interactive show, guys. So at the end or in between, we'll be taking questions that he can answer for you. It's an incredible story. It's Mark Sotto, live from America. Thank you, Mark, for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I am very, 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 very grateful.
Mark, I just had to bring you on because you've got an amazing story, and you've inspired so many people already, and I just had to bring you on to the I Have a Dream show to share it. So can I just ask you, Mark, if you can just start with your story and how it all began for you, where were you before what you're doing today, and just kind of walk us through exactly what happened with you.
Right. So I have a very interesting story, like you mentioned, and first of all, I want to thank you for inviting me. I'm very
You're
humbled.
Most welcome. It's an honor
as mine. Humble for your invitation, and I'm here being interviewed by a princess. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Bless you. Know?
So my life started back in San Antonio, Texas, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but I'm going to give you guys a little. Background of my life, of where I started and where I went, you know, mistakes that I made in my life, you know, part of life that we all go through. You know, sometimes, you know, we don't think we will get to a certain part, but until, you know, I never thought I would get, you know, to the place where I got. But let me get there. I started in San Antonio, and I come from actually from a Christian background. You know, my father preached the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ in South Texas and in Mexico. And actually, when my father started preaching, I was a little rascal, you know, doing my thing. I thought I was on top of the world and what have you. And, you know, I started smoking, started drinking, kind of like a background like Dave Sharp, principle.
Right.
You know, of drugs, alcohol.
Yeah, the owner of Empower Network, yes. The Dave
Dave Sharp, the owner, one of the co-owners of Empower Network. I could really relate to him because, you know, he had a similar background as I had.
Right.
You know? And, so I started smoking, drinking, and what have you, and I actually started selling drugs from my father's house. Here's a man of God who's preaching the gospel, and his son is selling drugs from his house. You know, totally the opposite of what my father was. And through all that, you know, after you know, years of you know, using drugs and things like that, I really hit rock bottom, you know, to get really to the meat and potatoes of it. I really hit rock bottom. I used to work for International Business Machine. I used to be the accounts manager for the whole central region of the USA for IBM Services Renewals. Right. I was doing the corporate thing also, and I ended up losing everything. Mm-hmm. I ended up losing my father's house. You know, we ended up using it as a drug gallery there, you know.
Goodness me, yeah.
Come in, drugs and things like that. And I remember a cop busted in and he said, you know what, I'm gonna tear your house down. And sure enough, you know, they tore that house down. You know, I had gotten arrested. You know, they tore that house down, and nothing was left but, you know, the yard. So I ended up homeless for many years. Homeless, and I'm talking about I didn't have a place to stay for years, just walking on the streets. You know, I can't picture myself. You know, even though I was there, I couldn't. I would say, God, why am I here?
You know, yes, you question, you
know,
yes.
I would blame God. I would blame everybody. I would blame, you know, my parents' divorce and different things, for instance. But, you know, I had so much pain and sorrow in my heart, yes. And I just wanted to, you know, blame everybody. I know now that it was choices that I personally made. Because we all have choices.
Choices to make. Just to stop you there, Mark, I just wanted to ask you, so can I just ask you what kind of age this behavior was? And what kind of age time are we talking about here?
Yeah, well, let me see. My father was going out to Mexico. I was a teenager.
So you're quite young, right.
Yeah, 17. Yeah, I was 17 mm-hmm. when all that started. And as I said, you know, it progressed and you know, after years of doing that, I went homeless and, you know.
But with, like, you know, when having a family that's quite religious, is it because you rebelled that? Is it something that you, maybe it was preached to you, or maybe you're in an environment where you're, because sometimes when something's around you and you don't understand it, you tend to rebel it. Is that
right,
what it
right.
was? Yes.
Especially princess, yeah, you have a good point there, because My father made us go to church, and right. It was like church, like every day, you know. And you know, I was like, you know, what do I have to go do this? You know, I remember my father preaching one time, and he said, you know, you see that little young man right there? And I was little; my feet wouldn't even hit the floor as I was sitting on the chair. I remember him preaching, saying, "You see that young man right there? I proclaim that he's going to be preaching the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ." And you know, I said to myself, "You're crazy."
yes, exactly.
You know, to myself, I said, Dad, you got to be crazy. I'm not going to be doing that. And, yeah, it was a kind of thing that was kind of pressed on me.
Yes.
And yes. I didn't want to part. It's hard. Me as a minister, I'm a minister, and also I'm a police chaplain. And I don't do that because I know how it affected me.
Right.
It's not something that you have to press on people. It's something that you have to live by your example, and
exactly.
Let others see your example, you know, and they make a decision, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
Absolutely.
It. You know, so you know, with that being said and done, I went through all that, princess, and you know, I hit rock bottom. You know, I couldn't understand. My mom closed the door on me. When my mom closed the door, I mean, my body was, heroin is one of the worst drugs that you can ever use.
Yes.
And I say it, people will say, how could you talk about those things so freely, you know, like nothing, you know. The reason I do that is because I am not that person that I was before, okay. And because it's my story, it's my testimony to tell others, because there might be somebody that's struggling right now with drugs that's watching the program. I don't know. Maybe they're struggling with something. We all have different struggles in life.
Yes.
My friend. But one thing I do know is that, you know, it's a decision that you have to make. I had to cry out to the Lord. That's part of my testimony. I cried out to the Lord and I said, you know, if you're real, you know, change me. You know, change me, because I've been driving all these years and, you know, I've been hitting the wall. I'm just hitting the wall. And every time I hit it, I seem to be hitting it harder and harder and harder. And I just, you know, I didn't have any more strength, Francis. And just cried out to him. I said, you know, Lord, you know, if you're real, you know, change my life. You know, I'm going to stop driving. You drive my life. You drive my life. Right. So I went to a ministry. Make a long story short, I went to a ministry. Every door closed. You know, it's real funny, because how can a door close when you don't have a door?
Yeah.
I was homeless, but every single door closed in my life, my friend. And there was this old gentleman by the name of Richard in San Antonio. He had a ministry, Shalom Ministries. And he would always come and tell me, I would go to his ministry just to eat, you know, because they would get food out. And I went in there to eat and to get clothes. And he would always tell me, when are you going to change your life? You know, he was blind, by the way. He was blind. When are you going to change your life? Wow. When are you going to change your life? And he would hug me. I was like, why is this guy hugging me? You know? But, you know.
I just want food.
Just feed me, you know. But you know what? His words were pondering me when I was going through things, and those little words. And when I felt his love or God's love in him, I would ponder. And one day I just, you know, I said, you know what? I got to make a decision, because I'm going to die here. I'm going to die. So that's where it's at right there. I want you
guys.
This
is my question. Yeah.
Yeah. This is where it comes. Yeah. This is what it comes down to, guys. It doesn't have to be drugs. It could be different things. You know, I don't know what it is. But it comes down and boils down to a decision that you and I make. Okay, a solid decision. I have a little saying, and I want you guys to write this down, please. Okay, write this down and place it in your refrigerator. Okay, write this down. Do not complain about what you don't confront. Okay,
excellent.
Do not complain about what you don't confront. I used to complain, oh, look at the way I am, look, and, you know, I don't have a house, and I'm hungry, and this and that. Well, do something about it, Mark. Amen. So I decided, I made a decision, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to do it my way. That's it. I'm gonna end up dying if I stay here. So I made a decision, guys. I went to a ministry over here by Corpus Christi. The Lord just made a transformation in my life. I'm going to tell you, it wasn't easy, but, you know, I made a decision. I had to die to Mark, because Mark wanted to do Mark's thing. Okay, and I remember my mom, when my mom closed the door, Princess Fizz, she told me, I called her, my body was crying out for heroin. I told her, Mom, I want to die. And she said, Son, I don't know what to do with you. You know, and I could hear the crackling in her voice. Because that broke my heart. You know, a mother loves her child, regardless.
Regardless,
and,
yeah.
You know, you hear your child in pain, and, you know, for a mother to hang up on you and tell you, I don't know what to do, she's got to be to the point where, you know what, she really doesn't know what to do. So she handed me over to the Lord. She said, Lord, she told me, you know, years later, she prayed to the Lord, and she really didn't know what to do with me anymore, you know. And she closed the door, but she closed the door to the enemy, and God opened another beautiful, awesome, wonderful, powerful door. And that's why I'm here speaking to you, fine people, through Live a Dream here with Princess Fizz. Praise the Lord.
You're awesome, Mark. Absolutely fabulous. Now, the point I want to capture, Mark, obviously, because you were going through a lot of pain, you resorted to the drugs to remove that pain. A lot of people tend to do that or drink. And it does cause a big effect in their life. And they go into a chain where they don't actually know what they're doing, or they do know what they're doing, but it's hard to break away. Can you just tell me which point it was where you thought, right, I can't do this anymore, it's taking over my life, right, and I just really do need to make a change? What inspired that thought, that moment of a change?
Yeah, one of the things, that's you're asking me very, very good questions here. Praise the Lord. this guy's question, this is actually reality going on right now all over the world, and perhaps someone here that's listening is going through something like this, okay? But I want to say this, okay? What happened to me? What made a change? You know, the thing was, I like to be transparent. I like to, you know, that's the only way that this will actually work. I really enjoy doing drugs, okay? I enjoy doing drugs. I enjoyed, I didn't at first. I didn't like heroin. I started liking heroin, but I enjoyed doing alcohol and, you know, everything else. Okay, so that's when the addiction comes, Princess Fizz, it is like you said, people sometimes, a lot of people do it out of ignorance, because sometimes you think that there is no way out. Okay, I thought there was no way out. I thought there was no way out. But one of the things that encouraged me to do this was my children. Okay, my children, because I hurt my church. I hurt my children. I would not see my children. And, you know, I still have, you know, one of my daughters that doesn't speak to me, Princess Fizz, because of that part of my life, you know.
Right, right.
And she's a teenager now, and she will not talk to me. She will not talk to me. So things that we do, guys, affect people around us. It's yes. not just hurting me, okay? It's hurting family around. It might be your spouse. It might be your parents. It might be your children, like in my case, okay? So, you know, I decided to make a change in my life and say, you know what, I'm not going to give up on myself. I'm not going to give up on my family. I'm not going to give up, you know, in living. I'm not, because, you know, I had dreams. They were very different than they are now, you know, very, very different.
Right.
You know, I am marveled on how different they are, okay? But everybody that's watching this has a dream. Everybody wants to say, yes, I want the best for my family. Yes, I want a bigger house for my wife, for my kids. Yes, I want the best education for my family. You know, yes, I want to be able to, you know, wake up and not be worrying about bills, about the light bill, the gas bill. You know, we want to say yes to all those things. So really, guys, it's not really the money that we're after. We think it's the money. Money is just paper. Money is just paper. Yes. Okay, but the things that the money can get your family, get you to, you know, the things that you've always wanted, that the liberty and the freedom of not having to worry, that within itself, you know, is awesome. You know, in my case, guys, my thing was to further the ministry that we're doing. Okay,
right.
Reach out, as I said, you know, I came in, I was a total opposite against, you know, police and, you know, all the bad things that I was doing and things like that. But now, my thing is to help others. You know, we have a ministry where we do outreach ministry. You know, my father's proclamation that I would be preaching when I said he was crazy. Well, I'm preaching the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ now. You know, my father never got to see me. But I believe that he's in the balconies of heaven just shouting a shout of glory, saying, I knew that God's word was not going to return void. There's my son. Thank you, Lord, for, you know, touching him, changing him. And here I am. Praise the Lord. Talking with you five people.
You're awesome, Mark. That's amazing. I think what Mark's just said is just absolutely amazing, because, guys, if you are not happy and you are going down in a turmoil, or you're stuck in a situation, you need a why. You need to find out a why to inspire you to get out of that. And it has to be huge. It has to be something that really, really does make a change in your life. And exactly what Mark's saying with his why, from what I gather, is his children. And just being able to be there and give them a better future. Now, Mark, I just want to ask you, with regards to making change, okay, so now you've decided that you've made a change, you want to make a change and you want to do it for your children and for your family. What steps did you take next? What was your next, because I know at that stage probably you didn't have much income. What was your next step at that point?
Yeah, well, my next step after I came to the ministry and I became a leader in the ministry, and then after that, after a year, I went to a Bible college, and it's a college where that prepares men and women for ministry, very intense training. And after that, I you know, the Lord placed me as associate pastor there at the ministry, helping out the senior pastor, and then the Lord deposited a ministry within my heart. It's called the I Am Free Ministry. And as I went to that ministry, you know, this ministry houses, you know, drug addicts, prostitutes, you know, people that are homeless and things like that. And, you know, there was a woman that had been homeless for years, and she ended up in that ministry. I ended up talking with her. She ended up helping me in the prison ministry. Actually, she would preach to the women in the prisons, and I would preach to the men. You know, I would take a group of men, and she would take a group of women, and, you know, we'll preach in there. She would preach to the women. I'll preach to the men with a group of men, and her with a group of women. And one day, I remember this woman was preaching to the women in a big cafeteria in the prison. And as she went in there, I never go into the women's side. You would never see me go into the women's side because I would preach to the men, right? And one day she was preaching in there, and I had it arranged by the warden for me to go in there. And I went in there into the women's, as she was preaching, and I said, "I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I just, you know, share a little bit with you guys?" Yeah, you know, the women were excited. You know, they had heard about me. You know, but because I had never preached to the women, but they knew I was the founder of the ministry. So I go in there and I start talking, and I share a little bit of my testimony with the women. And towards the middle of all that, my fiance, which is my wife now, Jennifer, she was there, and lo and behold, I end up proposing to her right there in prison in front of all these women. The place went crazy. Let me tell you, these women were crying up and down, and oh my God. It was awesome.
I can imagine.
Yeah. And from other places, I told my wife, you know what? I ended up proposing to you in prison, working and doing the labor for the Lord. You know, God brought us together. She had been in China. She had been in Thailand. My wife never did drugs, and, you know, her thing was she was homeless. She went through the battles in her life with her family, and she had never done drugs or drank or anything like that. But her thing was she was homeless. But how does God bring people together like that? And now, you know, we're both doing ministry. Now we've locked arms with Empower Network. As we came, what we used to do before prison is we used to bake banana bread. And we used to wrap it up, and we go to the streets and fundraise with banana nut bread so we can continue doing the labor for the Lord, going in prison to pay for the gas. We also write to prisons all over the nation. We give them Bibles and things like that. So, of course, all that costs money. So we would go out to the streets, we would bake bread, and go fundraise with the bread, which is all fine. You know, that bread, let me tell you, helped me a lot. And I'm going to tell you with what. When I would go to the streets, sometimes I would get that feeling like, you know what? What am I doing selling bread? You know, and that feeling of, you know what? I'm too good to sell bread. Yes. I started stepping on my pride, Princess. Yes. And that really, really brought a lot of growth because I was a very proudful man before, Princess. Mm-hmm. Very, very proudful. And I thank God that I was able to do that. You know,
amazing.
To the point where I can go out to the streets and say, "Hey, you know, would you like to buy a banana and a bread?" You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
I love that. Do you know, this is a whole show itself when you actually are put in a position where your intention's good, but the Lord kind of helps you break your pride down, and he puts you in certain situations where it's going to help you do that. And you being put in a position of selling bread is kind of working on your self-ego, right?
Yes, very much.
And building your network. That's amazing. That's absolutely incredible.
I remember one time going out, and we got out of the van. There was a group of men and women getting out of the van to fundraise with bread and candy. And it was raining, and I was murmuring inside of me. You know, oh, man, I got to get out. It's raining. Oh, why, Lord, why did you bring me? I was murmuring and complaining. And then, you know, the Lord reminded me of where I was.
I love that.
You know that I used to go to the connection all cold, you know, all wet. It doesn't matter if it rained, snowed, or what. I would get to that connection to buy my drugs, for instance. Listen. And here I am complaining about Lord. And it just hit me, and I started crying. I started crying. I said, you know what, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, for being so selfish. Mm-hmm. You know, and complaining, you know, I got out that day. I got out in the rain and I was just praying and singing to the Lord. And, you know, I finished all my breads and everything. And I was all wet and I was just saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That's incredible. From where you were and where you started and where you were, that's just the whole journey itself is just so powerful. And it's all based on a decision that you make. And you carry it through. So, Mark, can I just ask you, what's the relation with Empower then? How did you come across Empower?
So when we started doing banana bread and everything, I remember that I told my wife, we need to do something different. Let's pray. We prayed. That's when I to be honest with you, what I did first, I had gotten a drop shipping business online.
Right.
Yeah, drop shipping. I don't know if you guys know what drop shipping is. Mm-hmm. Drop shipping, in case for those that don't know, is you buy an online store and they have all kinds of, you know, cool products and whatever. And when you buy the you open the store and people come and buy, and the other companies they send the product directly, so you don't touch the product at all. Or what have you. So, anyways, I got that drop shipping business. So, I knew nothing about online marketing. I knew nothing about, you know, making money online. I was just trying things, trial and error. How many of you guys have done that? Pretty sure a lot of you guys have done trial and error. So we got that, and then I find out that you need to drive traffic to the store to get, you know, customers and potential buyers and what have you. So, you know, I ended up looking up how to get traffic, and I ended up finding my sponsor, Vic Streishaus. So Vic is a cool guy, very, mm-hmm. very, very cool guy. I ended up, you know, meeting him and you know, make a long story short, he presented to us Empower Network, you know, and I had seen Empower Network before, guys. I'd seen Empower Network, but I had a different view of Empower Network. You know, I thought it was a scam. You know, I thought Empower Network was a scam, you know. And, you know, when Vic presented it, you know, Vic, you know, breaks down things like peas and carrots. I really like that because I'm a teacher also, and I like to break things down like that with, you know, very simplicity. And anyhow, to make a long story short, I joined Empower Network. And let me tell you, you know what? Wow. You know, everything started changing. You know, my first event was Austin. You guys have to, you guys, if you haven't gotten to an event, we were just talking about this backstage.
Behind the scenes. Yep.
You guys have to. Do not say, well, let me try. I don't know. Just get there, guys. Let me tell you, get to an event. Miami is the next event. You want to get down. Get there to Miami, no matter what, get there. You know, I had this guy that was there, you know, with a backpack, and he said, hey, you know what, I don't have, you know, after the event, I think it was in Denver, he got there, he hitchhiked over there, okay, and then he didn't even have a place to stay, you know. But one of the guys there that was with us said, hey, well, you can stay with me. I'm staying by myself. You can stay with me, you know. But the determination of that guy to get there, you have to have a hunger, guys, a desire, a passion for your dream. There is a package with your name on it out there whether you believe it or not, let me tell you, it does exist. But you need to start doing the walking and go out and grab what's yours. It's rightfully yours. It's no one else's but yours, but you have to do the walking and go out and get it. You know, one of the scriptures that I love in the very beginning of the Genesis of time, where God commanded, he didn't ask, he commanded man, saying to freely get from every tree. He says, you know what, there's a package with your name, go out and get it, grab it, because it's yours, it's your family, especially if you are a man, if you're a male, the leader of your house, you gotta lead by your example. If you're a woman, okay, there's a lot of women out there that are stay-at-home moms. I applaud you. I applaud you because there's a lot of women that are doing the man's part. You know, nowadays that's very, very common. There's now, whether you're married, whether, you know, you're a single mom, I applaud them. I applaud them because a mom has a real, real, real strong heart. I know that God has given a mother, you know, those strong hearts, because it's not easy being single,
yes,
and going forward and bringing up your children and doing whatever it takes to go forward. And there's a lot of women like that, and I applaud that. I applaud that sincerely, because you guys are awesome.
Absolutely, yes. That's amazing, Mark. I could just listen to you all day. You literally captured me. But guys, as you can see, Mark is an amazing person. And you know, if you want to join this community, there's a big purple button. As he said, take action. Abundance is out there. It's just, you know, it's got your name on it, guys. You just have to walk the step and take action and just kind of follow it through. So click on the register button and decide today your future, and go back to the person that actually invited you to the show for instructions of how to get started. So, Mark, I just want to ask you, so what is it about Empower Network that you like, about the products perhaps, or the community? What really kind of works for you here?
Well, we'll probably narrow it down if we just say, what don't I like, you know, because... Yeah. What is it there to like? Empower Network is awesome. One of the biggest factors in it all is the leadership.
Yes.
The leadership, Princess Fizz. Dave Wood, Dave Sharp, awesome. Awesome guys. Like I said, I had a different perspective of Empower Network. And,
yes.
I remember, like I said, from Austin, I had made $100. And guys, like Princess Fizz said right in the beginning, you know, what company comes right out in the beginning and says, hey guys, we're going to be speaking about income and, you know, please check out the income disclosure. Most, you know, gurus, I don't consider myself a guru, but most people will just, you know, go out and tell you, yeah, promise you this, promise you that.
Yes.
Well, you know, they hammered us in Denver about income disclosure. This company.
They did.
Yeah, they hammered us down. You know why, guys? Because we want to be transparent to you,
yes.
Okay? And what we're doing, we will teach you as you join and lock arms with Empower Network by clicking on the register button below. You can lock arms with a company of over 200,000 people.
Yes.
Now, over 200,000 people cannot be wrong. And again, our results are not typical. I'll tell you why. Because we are not typical. Because we do things that typical people will not do. Now, if you can lock arms, click that link below and say, hey, you know what? I want what this guy has, or I want what Princess has. You know, I want to lock arms with you guys. If they can do it, I can do it. And you know
exactly.
what? You're right. But also, I want to tell you something. If you say you can't do it, you are also right. Okay? Because as you think, you are. Okay.
Yes.
As you think you are. If you think you can do it, you can. If you think you can't, you are right. You are right. Okay. Now, maybe you've gone through a lot of struggles that I've gone through. Okay. You've gone through a lot of struggle and say, oh, you know what? You know, life has just hit you and banged you up and down. And maybe you're trying to, or you're starting to believe that you can't amount to something like I was at one time. But let me tell you something. There is potential in you. There's powerful potential in you. And all it is you need to make a decision, like Princess Fist said. You need to make a decision right now saying, you know what? If this guy did it, why can't I do it? If Princess is doing it, why can't I do it? If I look at that income disclosure and see all these people making all kinds of ridiculous money, why can't I do it? You can't give me 10 reasons, 5 reasons, 4 reasons. Give me one reason why you can't do it. And even if you try to give it to me, I'm not buying it. You know why? Because me and my wife came in knowing absolutely nothing. Zip about online marketing. And here we are. We're top earners. I say this humbly. I just got invited to speak on stage in Washington from Austin. I made a decision. I'm going to be on stage in Chicago. And I'm going to be on stage on the next one. And I've been on stage on each and every one. Now, on this last one, I was on stage speaking, okay? But I made a decision, guys. I made a decision to start renewing my mind, okay? Renewing my mind, getting positive, okay? Getting positive input. A computer is only as good as the software that is running it. What Wonderful. You put into that computer, you know, will the computer put out for you? If you put nothing but junk in the computer, if I load it up with Windows 3.1, it's not going to run too fast, okay? But if I load it up with Mac OS X, praise the Lord, it's going to run fast, guys. So, guys, very, very simple stuff. You don't have to break your head. The first step, you know, I met Les Brown in Hawaii, Princess Fist. I got the privilege to meet Les Brown in Hawaii. We were at a millionaire's retreat out there with Vic and Dave Wood and Dave Sharp. Right. And let me tell you, he said, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great.
Be great. Excellent.
You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. Okay. Yes. A big shot is only a little shot that kept on shooting. A big shot is only a little shot that kept on shooting.
Excellent.
Amen.
Amen.
I get excited.
I love that. That's absolutely incredible. I love that. So, Mark, I just want to take a couple of questions that are coming in. There's Ramon, he's made a comment. He's saying that amazing interview. Thank you for the immense value. You know, it's incredible. There's Angelina, she's saying hello. Hello, princess and guests. And there's one question coming in from email. It's Joseph. He's saying that I am at a dead end in my life and I have no experience in online marketing and no desire to learn it, but I know it can be something that I can do, but I need encouragement. How can you help me?
Okay. Here's Joseph, right?
Yes, Joseph.
Here's the thing, Joseph. The first step would probably be the hardest one because you're at a point right now that, you know, you're a little hesitant. But the good thing is, my friend, that you see a spark of hope. I feel that in that letter or email, whatever that you wrote right now. Okay, you have a spark of hope and you do believe there is hope. That's where it starts. It starts from a spark of hope, we're turning into faith. Now, how can we help you? I want to say we because we work as a community here in Empower Network. Okay, it's not I want to tell you this, Joseph. Right now, you're seeing this video. Someone invited you. Okay, if you register, okay, that person, okay, will contact you. Okay. You can continue coming, you know, to Princess Fizz Hangouts and learning. That's how we can help you. Okay. Now one more thing that you want to do. You want to hang around like-minded persons. Okay. You know, I used to blame. I used to do all these things because of Joe, because of this, because of that. You know. But the thing is, my friend, is decisions that we make. Again, it all boils down to your decision, Joseph. So you want to hang out with like-minded people that have what you want, okay? Start coming to the hangouts. Start getting your paper and your pen right here. See? Right here? and you know, write down some notes, okay? And I want to tell you something, Joseph. There is absolutely no reason, my friend, no reason at all why you can't do what I am doing. No reason at all. I believe in you. I believe you can accomplish this. I believe you can do better than what I'm doing.
Exactly. Okay.
Now the thing is, will you start believing that? You know, because if I believe you can and you believe you can't, you know, there's going to be a conflict there. Okay. But right now, what you have is a spark of hope, and you're going the right way. You know. And another thing that I see is that you are recognizing, you know what, I have a problem. I need help. Uh-huh. And that's the first step, guys. First step is recognizing, you know, you know what, I need help. You know, I want to say I'm learning, I have learned, and I am still learning. Today, Joseph, I'm learning to be a father. Today, Joseph, I'm learning to be a husband and honor my wife and love my wife and, you know, respect my wife. Today, I'm learning to be a friend to Princess Fish. Today, I'm learning to be a community as one with Empower Network. Today I am learning, my friend. I don't want to get that I know syndrome. You know, you could actually Google that, the I know syndrome. I remember I did a preaching on it, and I was just wondering if it was actually real. And I Googled I know syndrome, and 100 pages came up of the I know syndrome. But Joseph, I encourage you, my friend. There's potential in you. You know, you're taking that first step. Again, you don't have to be great to get started, but you got to get started to be great. If you want to lock arms with us, you know, click the link below and lock arms with, you know, whoever invited you here. And once you lock arms, you know, this is what I do, Joseph. I go to different hangouts and learn.
Yes.
I learn from different hangouts, you know, Alex and Anna Z, they're cool guys. I met them in Washington, you know, cool people. You know, it's down to earth people, okay?
Yes.
Like myself, you know, I'm a minister, but you're not going to see me like I'm flying on the air or, you know, I'm too holier than thou that you can't touch me or talk to me. And, you know,
that's
down to earth people that you can relate to and have a conversation. Hey, how you doing, Mark? You know, how you doing, Princess Fizz? You know, coming together and edifying one another. That's what it's about, Joseph.
Exactly.
Edifying one another. And this is exactly what Empower Network is about reaching out and edifying one another. You know, I love to edify. Actually, it's my life to edify. You know, this is what we do. We edify. We go into dark environments and we go turn on the light. You know, you have the power and the potential, okay, to set the environment. No matter what kind of environment you're going to, go turn on the light, my brother. Go turn on the light, my sister. It's in you to turn on the light. Amen. Praise the Lord. I feel like preaching. Praise the Lord.
Oh, I love it. Oh, Mark, what have you done to me today? I'm literally captured. And there you go, Joseph. Incredible advice. And I'd like to add something to that, actually. Joseph, when you actually, whatever you're going through, I don't know what it is in your life at the situation, but you can relate to people like Mark. If it is something similar to what Mark has been through, he can help you shorten that experience for you. You don't have to go through years of struggle. His experience has become a contribution. So you can connect with Mark and actually ask him, you know, what is it that helped you so it can shorten my experience and me break away quicker?
I would love, you know, to talk to you, Joseph, about your struggles and things like that.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I will tell you is, you know, here in Empower Network, I have something similar like this. What you want to do, my friend, I will help you in your, you know, I'll talk to you and, you know, even share things with you, whatever. But if you're going to join, I would want you to join, you know, by clicking by whoever invited you here.
Okay? Yes.
That's one thing that, you know, this is what we're about, okay?
Yes.
Because you want to join by, you know, whoever invited you here. But as far as, like, me helping you with anything else, you know, we're here to help. We're all community, Joseph. But, you know, anybody that comes in, always, just join with the person that invited you and things like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, the rest of the, like, the empower people, we're all community. So, you don't have to join straight under me or straight under anybody. You'll get the whole community, and this is the way it goes, guys, because what we plant, we reap, right?
Absolutely, yes.
But you know what, Joseph? I love you, my friend. I love you, and I encourage you, and I know that you can do this. I know that you can do this, my friend. I'm gonna have you in my prayers, okay?
Wonderful.
Yeah, we're gonna be praying for you, and just a lot of awesome people, Princess Fizz, that have been commenting and really, really encouraging you.
That's absolutely fantastic, Mark. I mean, what I meant was, sorry, Joseph, that yes, definitely go back to the person that invited you here, because he's probably got a link with you already, or she. The thing is that with Empower Network, we've got access to everybody here. That's through Facebook, or mm-hmm. you can follow them through posts or blogs. You can actually hear their stories through that as well, and maybe some suggestions that they make, and connect with them through Facebook as a community. That's what I meant.
Right.
But thank you very much, Mark, for clarifying that, because it's very, very important.
Yeah.
I've got another question. It's from Khalid, and I can't pronounce his surname. Is it Sayu? Excuse me, Khalid. He's saying that I have no experience in online marketing. Is it easy to pick up the training?
It's very, very easy. Now, let me rephrase that. How I started. Let me just put myself in the front. I love to put myself in the front.
Yes.
So I won't give you any theory or what I think. Again, I came in knowing nothing, absolutely nothing about online marketing. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you can copy and paste, you can do this. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's where it gets hard. Okay. Here's where it gets hard. Inside the online marketing industry, there is like every 30 seconds, there's a new shiny object coming out. Okay. And sometimes when you come in, or let me put myself again, when I came in, I started seeing a lot of different things, going on. I had joined Empower Network, we can help you with your business here and this and that. And, and I started joining all kinds of things, and boom, I got overwhelmed. overwhelmed. But if you can have something very important, my friend, in online marketing is discipline. Okay, learning to discipline, yourself, having those blindfolds.
Discipline, yes.
And look straight and have clarity. One of the best things you were asking me about, what do I love about Empower Network, if it's product or what have you, the 15K formula, okay, has a product right in the top, and it's called clarity. Clarity for mm-hmm. success. You want to go through that very, very slowly, my friend. You want to get to the 15K formula, okay, and get that first module, Clarity for Success, where mm-hmm. David Wood breaks down, okay, how to get focused and how to have clarity. If you don't have clarity on where you're going, you're gonna have problems. You're going to be all over the place. You're going to try and go, let me try this. Let me have plan A, plan B, plan C, and D. Forget about plan A and B. Now we're getting plan A, B, C, D, E, and F, and maybe all the way to Z, praise the Lord. But you're going to be all over the place. What you got to have is clarity. You got to be focused. You got to be focused like Peter. Peter, I like the story about Peter when he was in the boat with two other disciples, and through the storm, he started seeing the Lord walking on the water, and he was like, "Is that you, Lord? If that's you, command me to come out." And the Lord said, "Come." And Peter did something awesome. He got out and stepped out of the boat, and he did the impossible, and he started walking on water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he started walking in water as long as he kept his focus there.
Excellent.
And then he started looking at the waves. Okay, the waves represent the problems. And what happened? He started sinking. Same thing, guys. We have to have clarity. Okay, be locked. You know, like a one of those Tomahawk missiles that lock to their target. Okay, you gotta be locked. Okay. Also, one of the things, you know, we're talking about. This is the earliest I've done a hangout.
You're amazing. You know, I was just about to say.
You know, I was like, man, I hope I don't have any cheese on my eyes. Or,
no, bless you. It's 6 a.m., guys. It's 6 a.m. for Mark, and it's absolutely on
a But here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. It's good to get out of the comfort zone. Okay? That's another thing. You want to get out of that comfort zone because, you know, it's like those two guys that were in there with Peter. They were looking at Peter doing the impossible, walking in the water, and they were saying, hey!
They were doubting. Yes, there's a doubt.
Check out Peter. He's walking on water. And then I could just imagine one of the other guys saying, hey, you want to go with Peter? And he said, oh, I'm comfortable here.
Exactly. I love that. I love that example. That's absolutely fantastic. There you go, Khalid. A wonderful example there. And, you know, you don't need to have experience, as Mark said, you know.
No.
It's a whole one-stop shop here, isn't it, Mark? You've got everything that you need. You don't need to go out. You know, sometimes there might be some ventures online where you are selling products, but then you have to go and learn to build a website, and then you have to learn how to promote it. It's a one-stop shop here. You get it all here. You get a website when you click below. You get access to automatically and access to the blog system. And then you've got your level of products that you can actually upgrade to get the level of training that you want to bring your business forward. So absolutely fantastic.
Very important.
Yeah.
Very, very important point right there. Positioning yourself, guys. You know, you're if you're thinking about joining, okay, the positioning part, like Princess Fist was talking about, very, very, very crucial, very important, because that's going to determine, you know, where you're going to be positioned at.
So
just keep that in mind. Positioning is very, very important.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Mark. Last question. I know I'm hanging on to you, Mark, today. I don't really want to let you go. But last question is, Mark has extraordinary results. Can you give advice on what he did to achieve this result? Any marketing tips would be appreciated.
Step number one, okay? I started doing something before I understood everything. Okay? I started doing something before I understood everything. When we first started, I remember it was December 20 of last year. Okay, we're almost going to be, you know, only a year, and wow, you know, I see how what the Lord has done in just short time.
Yeah.
Okay, again, we knew nothing about online marketing, guys, okay, but, you know, we started doing something before we understood everything. I don't understand why a black cow eats green grass and produces white milk, but every night my wife brings me a bowl of Cheerios like that with cold milk, and I drink all of them. Like, praise the Lord. But, you don't have to understand. If you can copy and paste, guys, okay? Like Princess said, you get your website, your landing page, your blog, okay? Mm-hmm. You get everything set up. You know, probably the hardest part would be setting it up, Princess. You know,
yes.
setting up. You set it up, and it's not even hard because you have a video to walk you through the whole thing. So
exactly.
You set up your system, your autoresponder. Your autoresponder is going to, you know, do all the follow-ups for you in automation. Okay? All you got to do is just drive traffic to one link. Actually, you have several links, but, you know, I only use one. You know, keep it simple. Keep it simple. Okay? Drive traffic, and they, you know, send them to the video. You don't even have to do a video. The video does it for you. Okay, these guys know how to convert. Okay, and that's it. You know, how simple can that be? Now the problem is, again, that we get derailed because we start focusing on all kinds of different things. Okay, and all you gotta do is just simplicity. Drive traffic to your link. Now you can start blogging. Simplicity. Say, hey, you know what? You know, this is my first blog, or you know, whatever. Today I ate, you know, steak and eggs. Praise the Lord. How many of you guys like steak and eggs? I like steak and eggs. You know, whatever you want to blog about, you know, and Google starts indexing, indexing your pages and everything, and you start driving traffic. very, very simple stuff. But again, the problem, major problem is that we lose focus. So again, watch the 15K formula, Clarity for Success. Okay, get clear. Get very clear. Start feeling already what you want, how you're gonna get it. You know, you start writing it down. You know, in the Bible it says in Habakkuk 2, you know, write your vision down and run with it. Go for it. You know, write it down and go for it. So to have clarity, guys, again, have clarity. Very simple stuff, simplicity. You know, sometimes we make it so hard. We make it so hard. We want to, you know, do this and do that. Just drive traffic, my friend, to that link and let people watch that video and just, you know, kick back, relax, take off your seatbelt, and enjoy the ride. You'll get there. Praise the
Lord. That's wonderful, Mark. Thank you very much. I hope that answers your question wonderfully. Mark, I just want to – right, okay. As today is Rosa Parks, you know, day, anniversary, 56 years ago, she took a decision – that actually, you know, changed the way, you know, dynamics in America. Can you just say a couple of last words, the power of decision making, even though you don't know what those decisions are capable of? How important is it to make powerful decisions, and can everyone do it?
How important it is to make decisions, it's life-changing, let me tell you. It's life-changing, and... You know, like I said, everything will start when we decide that we want to go out and get what's ours, because everyone without exception has a package with your name on it. And today you might be watching this, and today you might be saying, "Well, I think, you know, I might want to do this," but you know. First of all, get those butts out of the way, you know. Get those butts out of the way, and you know, sometimes we take chances with different things. Okay, like I said, this is something life changing. This is something that can you know. I don't know about you, but I love a challenge. I love a challenge. You know why? Because a lot of people, and I'm talking about a lot of people, you know, said that I wouldn't amount to anything. A lot of people said that I would die a drug addict. And a lot of people were trying to impress that on me. Mm. And you know what? I started believing that for a while. And I was just walking around the mountain for 40 years. I felt like the children of Israel going around the mountain.
Right.
Okay, guys? But what happened and what changed it is that I made a decision that I was not going to die a drug addict. That I was not going to... not amount to anything, that I was not going to receive all that negativity that even, you know, even family members told me at one point in time. Because they saw that, okay? Mm. They saw how I looked, and, you know, you saw my cockroach. I wish I had my picture, my cockroach picture.
I wish I had it too. I would have shown before. I'm going to actually put that up when this video is ready on my Facebook and tag Mark.
If you see my cockroach picture, you will see, you know, how bad I looked in there. You can see nothing but death in my eyes and just horrific, horrific things, guys. But I want to tell you sincerely from my heart, my friend, my brother, my sister, whoever you are, wherever you're at, it doesn't matter your situation. It doesn't matter what you have been going through, have gone through. What matters is where you're going to. Focus on that. Focus on where you're going to. Focus on your big why. Your kids, your husband, your wife. Okay? The best things for them. Those tears of joy of your family that nothing can give you. Okay? Nobody can give you that. Okay? The Lord will give it to you. You gotta make a decision and say, you know what? I'm gonna go out and get it. I'm going to go out and get it. I'm not going to believe this negativity. Yeah, I've done some mistakes. How many of you guys think that I've made mistakes in my life? I've made plenty of mistakes. And I'm here sharing from my heart to your heart as an example. Okay? I don't say it, you know, oh, well, I only did a little bit of drug. No. I was the worst of the worst. That was me right here. But thank God that I made a decision. I said, Lord, help me, change me. I can't do it. You do it for me. And he did it for me. But I made a decision, guys. Okay? There's powerful. There's something powerful about making a decision. I'm glad you're closing with this. Princess, you're a good interviewer. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you. It's amazing. Yeah. Honestly, you're giving amazing, immense value. And the audience, you know, this is why I bring guests like Mark on. So you can actually see what kind of community of people we have here, and extraordinary people. These are not average people. They're extraordinary in their mindset, the way they think, the way they do things in life, the decisions that they make. And finally, as you are on I Have a Dream show, Mark, what is your dream?
my dream, my vision is pretty huge, Princess Fizz. And my vision is always growing. Just like I am, kind of, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's gotta be that way, my friend. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna share with you why, because I believe that success is a journey. I believe that, you know, there was a lot of times in my life where I thought I had arrived somewhere. And I thought, you know, IBM was a good example. You know, uh-huh. I'm there, I'm with the corporates, and you know what? I've arrived. That was my thinking back then.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know better. But I know now that success is a journey. And even though I can be labeled as successful, I don't consider myself being there. Okay? I want to tell you why. Because I don't want to get destination disease. I don't want to get comfortable and say, you know what, I'm there. I don't want to lift up my head and say, you know what, I'm successful. And you know, but I want to say, I'm on the road to success. You know what? I want to say I'm learning today. I want to say I want to continue learning from great people like you, Princess Fizz, from Alex and Anna Zun, you know, Z, from Dave Wood, from Vic, from Paolo, awesome guy. You know, from all these leaders, and there's a lot of other people that I'm learning from that are not labeled as leaders, but they're leaders. They're leaders. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just having, you know, had the chance to be up there. You know, there's a lot of, we're a lot of people, okay? But just because, you know, we're up here, guys, doesn't mean that we're the only leaders. You guys are leaders. There's a leader inside of you guys, okay? There's a leader inside of you guys, and My vision is huge. My life has been now, you know, to edify others, to lift others up, to give words of encouragement. You know, as I said, I'm working for the Lord as a police chaplain now. You know, we have mission work that we're going to be doing in Ecuador pretty soon.
Wow.
You know, I Am Free Ministry. We're working in our ministry and, you know, taking it day by day and see where the Lord sends us. The sky's the limit. All I know, I don't know what my future holds, but I know who holds my future. I'm going forward step by step, day by day, and just being grateful. You know, there's times where I go through a lot of struggles also, and through the struggles, guys, struggles are necessary. Okay?
You need them.
We need them because, you know, it's when you go through fire is what brings up the impurities, and then you become as pure gold.
Ooh, wonderful. So, yes, wonderful.
You know, when you're going through a fire, don't ask God to help to get you out of the fire. Ask Him to get you through the fire, because you need the fire. Can I get an amen? Amen.
Amen. That's absolutely incredible, Mark. You've given, I'm just so overwhelmed with your presence today, and as you can see, audience, you know, this is why I bring people onto the show, because I want you to see what we have here. And, you know, if you click the link below, you know, it will open up in a new page. Just click. You know, just join the community, guys. It will change your life. You know, where do you get people like this in day to day? I mean, since I've joined in April, I haven't come across such amazing people in such a short space of time in my entire life. So, you know, just being part of this community, it will change your life. And guys, another thing I wanted to mention, what Mark just said, which is really, really important, is money is paper. That's right. It does buy experiences. It does buy comfort. But at the end of the day, the platform that we've got here is knowledge. Right, knowledge, increasing knowledge, making, I mean, we're constantly students. No matter how much we learn, how much we know, we're constantly still students. And, you know, wealth can be measured penny to penny, but knowledge can't. There's no weight to that. You know, it's like a drop in the ocean when it comes to knowledge. That no matter if you dedicate your whole life learning, there's still so much to learn. So get into that frame of mind of being a powerful person when it comes to knowledge, gaining knowledge, positioning yourself, and that wealth follows that. So thank you so much, Mark. Thank you so much. I mean, 6 a.m. in the morning for you, it's been absolutely incredible. Thank you for hanging in there with us. Guys, I'm just going to wrap this up. It's been an incredible show, wonderful start to the week on Monday. You know, I don't know if it's morning there or afternoon for you, but take this show and take it as an inspiration. Encourage others to become part of this community as well. I have a dream. I create my reality. Mark has a dream. Mark creates his reality. What's yours, guys? Link below and join us. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
God bless. Bye.
Hey, it's Princess Fizz again. I hope you found this show extremely, extremely valuable. Do like and comment and leave a review for this show. And don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends, whoever it will benefit. Go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows if you want to watch the video recording of this show. And leave a comment, write to me. I'd love to hear from my listeners about any suggestions, any takeaways that you had, any suggestions for improvements. And make sure that you sign up to the newsletter as well so you don't miss another episode and you get notified by email. I love you loads. Dream big, chase those dreams, make them a reality so I can bring you onto the I Have a Dream show and share your unique journey with the world.